Uwe, have you left yourself too much to do after that first half?
I think last week I was disappointed winning 2-0 and the way we played. So today I'm happy. First goal, it's only one person who decided that goal. So we was absolutely in control. Absolutely in control. Second half as well, we were absolutely in control. Said to the players inside, at the moment we're having then players on the pitch through also substitutions. Not everybody knows the job's good enough. That cost us. First goal coming, second phase from a corner. We are normally very good on that, but the players have to pick up quicker now, because we talking about that since pre-season. But in general, I'm not disappointed. I think we chased the game in the right way. We shown great character in the second half. The way we chased it, we got the goal back. Substitution, Ash Hunter helped us very much. The boys really want to come back to the game. It was very hot today. And so I can't be too disappointed. I always have to see the bigger picture. And definitely improved performance from last week.
Are you surprised to see, again, a set play, that you concede something from a second phase and last week?
I just told you.
Yeah.
I just told you, the players were not picking up our habits good enough, quick enough. Eventually we have to put more sessions on that.
So second half,
to be fair, they are quite good on set pieces. They're very unpredictable, so they're not. And I think the first goal, I play it more on the referee.
So in the second half, Ash Hunter comes on. You've alluded to the fact that, you know, he's made an impact. Good to see him back as well, with that hunger about his game again.
Yes,
it seems.
Exactly. He showed that in the last substitution against Wimbledon. He showed that in development games, and we see in a moment the good Ash Hunter again, and that makes me very happy.
Yeah, good build up for the goal, and again, neatly taken.
I think we did everything what we could in the second half to get. We dominated the ball. I think Bailey Cargill was very good with us. You see that he's very confident on the ball. We passed the ball well. In the final 20 metres, the quality was sometimes a little bit missing. We didn't test the keeper enough. But overall, I'm not disappointed. I'm disappointed about the results, but not about the performance, not about the way we went to chase the game. We need to be better on set pieces, and that is the message. That's what we have to work on.
Still creating plenty of chances as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
You know, with the in and around the goal.
Yeah, in and around the goal, and a lot of positives out of this game today.
You brought Nathan off. Was that just to give Bailey Cargill a bit of extra fresh legs, a bit of extra impetus, or is he just carrying a bit of something?
I think the way we saw the game, or the way I saw the game, was Bristol Rovers was very defensive then, and we had a lot of ball. They left a lot of natural. We was very high up in the pitch. They brought on Harrison, who has good speed. Nathan had just problems with his hamstring, so there was a combination of get Bailey on with the ball and also save the 30-40 meter sprints into the channel when we're staying so high, so to protect Nathan just coming back from a hamstring nickel.
And swapping Bobby over at half-time, you really wanted to get Ash on the pitch to give you some extra threat up there.
I think Bobby did tremendous for me. Everybody knows that he played. Today wasn't his day, and sometimes we all humans, we have to accept that. Bobby is a great competitor. He's been brilliant for me, for the club, and there's nothing wrong with that. It wasn't his day, and just we move on. There's nothing more, nothing less.